Now, Todd and Dre, what day and time are you guys going to be on stage?
I don't know.
Yeah, one of the
Friday
things.
Friday or Saturday, I don't know.
Okay, so folks need to check the website, citylightsmusicfestival.com, and as it gets closer to the event, the times will be up there for folks to see.
Yeah, and there might be some artists that you know that are very diverse
added.
That might end up playing a couple of sets too in a couple of different genres and a couple of different areas.
Okay.
Still working through all that.
Gotcha.
To that point,
sure.
Paul. Respectfully, it doesn't really matter what day and time I'm playing, and I think Dre feels the same way, because this is about the festival.
Mm-hmm.
This is about the community.
Sure.
And that's great if you're a fan of
mm-hmm.
some of the work that I do and you want to come out and see me. But, you know, if you're going to buy a ticket, come for the whole thing.
Oh, sure. And I think that's kind of the mindset that people have. But, you know, they want to make sure that they catch you guys.
Of course. There has been some chatter about it, though, where people
have
said, okay, who's playing on what day at what time? And,
sure.
You know, I would love to just emphasize that, hey, you know, as this event is still in its relative infancy in comparison to something like Movement, which is 12th year, 13th year?
I think it's 12th.
Yeah, it's 12th. Up there.
Okay.
I mean, this event is still in its infancy, and it's, you know, the emphasis really should be on the all-encompassing event itself.
Now, is there a cost of admission? You mentioned the VIP. I imagine there's an extra charge for the VIP, but is it free to come out and check out the event, or is there a cost for entrance?
There's a little bit of a cost for general admission, because we're trying to slowly improve and added security, added things that you need to do for a festival to grow. There's a lot of things
all important
over the last couple of years, you know, we snuck by and you know, but this year we want to really make sure that safety is emphasized and have plenty of security and lots of extra special things that we're throwing into that cost money to put into the festival,
mm-hmm.
And some bigger talent too. We're not going up a huge amount, but
mm-hmm.
we're stepping up the talent level a little bit so that we've got some artists that that we're bringing in to bring it up to. And it's $12.50 for 2 days for a general admission.
Okay, very reasonable.
So, yeah, we're trying to keep it so as close to free as you can get it.
Sure.
And even the ticketing company that we used has the lowest courtesy fee out of any that I've ever seen. So
mm-hmm.
we're trying to keep the cost down all the way around there. The VIP is a little bit more, but there's a lot of things that go along with that. Some
mm-hmm.
of those that will be seen there, but you know, a special area. The only drinking is allowed in the VIP, so there's extra security and things that come along with that.
Right.
Bars that have to be set up, tents
mm-hmm.
that have to be set up, and things along those lines, but well worth it.
Okay. Now, have you been hearing chatter from folks saying they're going to come from L.A. or Chicago or New York to the event?
I would love that, but yeah, I know a couple of DJs, but haven't heard any chatter of people coming from that distance. I do know there's people coming from Chicago and Detroit and places like that.
Which
for, you know, market 68 or whatever we are, I think that's probably pretty good for this market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually you don't get to see that even in this market. It's more Chicago or Detroit where you've got the 6 million people to start from, and then they can go from there.
Now, folks can get tickets in advance, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You can go to our website, which is www.citylightsmusicfestival.com, and you can purchase your tickets right through there. We do have some places set up where you can purchase tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Purple East, and I think some of our other sponsors, Todd Wenzel, might be having tickets available there.
Okay.
And then possibly BW3 and Pepino's, but for sure through the website right now. And then we'll be letting people know about other places they can get them.
Now, are you guys in need of volunteers?
We can always use more volunteers, and if anybody wants to volunteer, they can also, there's a volunteer tab on the website. Just get us your information, and we'll see where you fit.
So in general, it seems like electronic music has been really increasing in popularity over the last few years. What do you guys attribute that to?
I think I attribute a lot of it to some of the new pop artists who have started to sort of incorporate that. it was like that a lot in the 90s, and then it sort of stopped, like, as hip-hop, like, really truly took everything over.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of the new pop stuff lately has just incorporated a lot more styles of it. And I think dubstep has had a lot to do with it, too, because the style is so similar to, like, a hip-hop reggae, like, type sound. I think it's sort of bridged the gap between a lot of kids that only listen to hip-hop. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a sound that was at least somewhat familiar to them.
Okay.
And I think that kind of bridged the gap a little bit.
So okay.
I think that has something to do with
okay.
it.
Okay. What are your thoughts, Shannon and Todd?
I think it has a lot to do with the idea of how fun the festivals really are.
Mm-hmm.
You could sit down with any number of DJs in the world, even the most expensive ones, and try to analyze whether DJ A is really that much better than B.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an unnecessary effort, because ultimately, at the end of the day, the people in the crowd, what they're doing, in my opinion, is celebrating the spirit of that DJ.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that that person took you on a journey for an hour, lifted you to someplace emotionally,
sure,
that just can't be done with rock and roll. One thing, a notable difference in a rock and roll show versus an electronic music show, is that the DJs mix all their tracks together.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no breaks, there's no lulls.
Right.
And any good DJ knows how to do what we call a climb.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the energy becomes increasingly more intense, you know, the builds, the drops, and, you know, whatever the case may be. But in a rock and roll show, there's that break in between each song where it's more of a roller coaster ride. So
mm-hmm.
you can see the crescendo in these electronic music shows where it builds up and it's just amazing.
Right.
And again, it gets back to the technology too. Some of the mm-hmm. now that the LED walls are out and the lasers and the lighting that's coming out, it's really, really a sensory attack, auditory and visual
mm-hmm.
sensory attack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Shannon?
Yeah, and to Todd's point, you know, I think that what's happening is people are realizing that these are just fun things to come out for. I mean, you look at some of these events that takes place. I was actually laughing with a couple friends recently because people were so caught up in, like, well, who are the DJs and et cetera, et cetera. And it's like, at some point, you scratch your head because there's festivals
mm-hmm.
that are going on right now that are out there where the DJ is a no-name DJ that's in a robot costume. You don't ever see him, but the music's good and the party is really, really fun.
Sure.
And I think that people are realizing that these parties are fun. And as Todd mentioned, the auditory, you know, we're going to have, you know, City Lights, when people see where City Lights is going and what City Lights is actually all about, it's more about the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there will be good music, but it's focus on the city, it's focus on the local community, and it's focus on the experience. It's focus on making sure that people are having a good time, that there's things to do, and there's other stuff to look at, and,
right.
you know, they're not just walking in and there's a stage and there's a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, we want it to be the most fun experience that people have had.
Mm-hmm.
And every year we're just going to keep on pushing the envelope more and more in that direction.
Okay.
And adding more to it. So
great. Dre, I understand you started out with a background in classical music. How did you go from classical to electronic?
I guess the two aren't that far apart in a lot of ways. Originally, I started, my mom plays the piano. She's very, very good. I'm not nearly as good as she is.
Okay.
But she taught both my brother and I when we were younger, so that was sort of the start. But then after that, as time went on, I just picked up more instruments, and I was a band geek. I did the whole concert band, jazz band, symphony, marching mm-hmm. band, all that stuff. And after a while, I mean, in high school, you had to get into a certain amount of arranging and, like, composing and all that, and it sort of went from using, you know, computers to do that, like, oh, well, I can use it to make beats for my friends who rap, or I can do it, you know, to do this. So it was kind of like a gradual progression of
okay.
starting there and seeing what, you know, software could do, seeing what
mm-hmm.
instruments you could actually incorporate, to sort of trying it with new styles and whatnot. And then, I don't know, I guess between that and the influences of everything else, going to a ton of music festivals,
sure.
just seeing what else was out there, just absorbing all kinds of music, that's, I guess, sort of how it got started. So.
Okay. Now, do you play any other instruments at the moment?
I still play my violin.
All right.
Still play saxophone occasionally. I probably do more piano than anything else, just because I have an electric piano at home, so I use it for a lot of just different sounds. Like, you can use it as a,
okay,
as a MIDI controller also, so that is what I probably get the most use out of.
All right.
But I wish I had more time.
Do you think you'll incorporate saxophone or violin into something that you'll release in the future?
Yeah, I haven't done it in any live performances. Everybody tells me that I should, but I don't know exactly how much work that would take. But I do use it for pre-recorded stuff. Like, a lot of times if I need sounds, it's nice because I don't have to go to anybody else to get it done. I can just usually knock it out in my home studio.
Okay.
So.
Now, Todd, I think you mentioned your dad played upright bass. Do either of you play other instruments?
I played drums for 12 years.
Okay.
I've always been a rhythm-based individual.
Sure.
So I gave that up when, graduated high school, and it was just no room for the drum set at college.
Okay. What about yourself, Shannon?
I played the drums for quite a few years when I was younger, but once I got into music the way that I did, it was game over, and that's all I wanted to focus on. And I think I've got, we counted once, 6,200 pieces of vinyl, and just was always a junkie to get that new piece of vinyl or that new CD or that new track that, you know, nobody else had, and it was super exclusive.
Great. Todd, I've heard you perform many times, and I know what you have said is you soundscape. What is soundscaping versus, say, DJing? How would you define that?
Taking into consideration the architectural environment that you're in, for instance, one of the more notable opportunities I've had was at the JW Marriott in Mixology Lounge. Clearly, that's not a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take into consideration all things, not just the architecture, but who the client is and what's the demographic of the clientele itself. So soundscaping was... It was an intention to elevate the presence of what the DJ does, taking in all of these factors outside and over and above a dance floor.
Okay, gotcha. This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined in the studio by Shannon Williams, Todd Ernst, Super Dre. We've been chatting about electronic music in Grand Rapids and about the City Lights Music Festival, which is coming up at Calder Plaza August 17th and 18th. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.